Okay, moving on today to Simon Shin Ayin Tes, Berachas Hamazon Bebeis HaAvel. The Mechaber writes in Sif Aleph, Kishem Evarchin Berachas Hamazon Bebeis HaAvel, Omer Bracha Revias Genesach Zu, Baruchat Hashem Lekenu Melech Olam, Hakel Avinu Makenu Barinu Galenu Kedushenu Kedosh Yaakov, HaMelech HaChai Yaakov HaMeitiv, Kel HaMes, Dayan HaMes, Shafei Patzedek, the Chulei. So it's a special Nusach HaBracha for the fourth bracha of the Berachas Hamazon in a Beis Avel. The Ramah continues of the Nusach, Lokech Nefashet Ben Mishpat, Shalit Balamo, etc. Go there, Pirtzas Yisrael, Hu Yigdur, Pirtzas Os, Me'aleinu, Me'al, Avel Zel, Chayim, Ulashalom. The Badr Shulchan points out, it's Mavur from the Ramah, that Nusach, of Yigdor appears as us me alayna me al avil zel l'chaim l'shalom, that the bracha should be recited by everybody in the Beis Avel, not just by the avil, because the Nusach reflects that the bracha is going on everybody. We're referring to this avil, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be helpful to everybody, not just this avil, l'chaim u'l'shalom. Says the Ber Hagola here on the side of Shulchan Aruch. The little asterisk at the end of the simen. Ma shelo reisi noagin lahosif birchas avel and bebracha revias. So the Baragola notes that people do not in practice recite this nusach habracha. Nirlanis daiti shesamcho adivrei tosvos ksubas dafei amid beis shalchichu sham. The Berachas Avelim Eina Ela Basara. God constitutes Maram. They say also B'Shem Rabban B'Shem Aram. U'B'Shem Aram. The Baragola says the common practice, what he observed is common practice not to recite this Berachas Avelim and Berachas Hamazon was because there's a Shitan Bali Tosis and Ksubis in the Shavar Brachas Sugya, the parallels between Shavar Brachas and Berachas Avelim, Berachas Chasan, Berachas Avelim. The Shita and the Bali Tosa said, you only recite the Bracha Basara. It's not so common to have the Zeman Basara in a Beis Avel. Hence, common practice not to recite this Nusach HaBracha. That's what Rabbi Karp assumes is the basis of what he observes as our common practice not to recite Berachas Avelim in a Beis Avel. And that's the Tosas in Ksubis. That Berachas Avelim Asara is equivalent to Berachas Chasanim the Asara. Mordechai as well. Mordechai here, Moikatan Taf Taf Kuf Kafches. Tsara Chasara. Ubaosam Asara, Eno Minim Minyan. That the Avel doesn't count towards the Minyan of Asara. Fine. And the Badr Shulchan assumes this way as well, Sifkatan Vav, that Berachas Avelim should only be recited the Asara. However, says Yeruch HaShulchan in our Simen, that day in the Bali Tosis at the Asi Yachid in Rishon, we don't assume the way, and therefore it's appropriate that Berachas Avelim should be recited even by an individual. And it's not right that people ignore this halacha. That's what Yeruch HaShulchan writes, that even a Yachid is chayiv in Berachas Avelim. Rav Shechter told me that he was once Menachem Avel in the Heights by a Professor Levy, who was the brother-in-law of the late Eli Klein, who was the longtime executive director of Karen B'Avna. So this Professor Levy told Rav Shechter that his father was a Rav in Germany before the war, and his father said that you should recite Berachas Avelim even B'Yachid. So I asked Rishachter once, what did you do when you were in Avel? And he told me the Mistama, he didn't eat bread. So I said, and a Shabbos didn't eat bread either. So he said he didn't remember. But he didn't understand, regardless, why you shouldn't recite Berachas Avelim, even B'Yachid. They thought in Avel should recite Berachas Avelim, even B'Yachid. That's what Rav Avadia assumes, that an Avel should recite Berachas Avelim, even if he's benching as a yachid. There's a shach over here in Sivkat and Vav. The Mechaber says, Avel Mitzarech L'Tfila L'Zimen Bein L'Gimel Bein L'Asara. So you could be Mitzarech and Avel to a minyan, be Mitzarech and Avel to a Zimen, be it a Zimen of three, a Zimen of ten. Says the Shach, the Mordechai that we quoted a few moments ago, Shach Sivkat and Vav, V'divri HaMordechai Nira D'Sud HaRishona Shemivarin Esa Avel Asil Achla Mishalo Eina Avel Mitzarech HaBerchas HaMazon. That for the Zeman of Asara by Suda Savra, the Avil is not Mistarev. Vchein Kasav Rokeach. Availum Armin and Minion from Sudas Havra. And he says, Basin Barang Subis, Tavches, Berchas Rechava, Ein Availum, Min Haminion. Rashi says that's talking about a Sudas Havra, but for any other Suda in a Beis Avel, he will be Mitzaref. Says the Dagal Mirvava, B'Mordechai Mefurash, that you're not Mitzaref, a Avel is even a Sara. So Tamhani Elashach, Shekitzer B'Lashono, U'Befrash Al Guf Devi Mordechai Tam Beiselti V'Ramah, Asher the Mordechai Halitz by the Rey Mordechai, Filahi Hishmakan Daito, Lain Pashach, Alkapan Luziman Shoshlosha, Mitzarev. So the Shach in the citation of the Mordechai sounds like an Avalith Mitzarev to Suda Sabra, not only for a Zeman of 10, but even for a Zeman of 3. The Mordechai is only talking about a Zeman of 10, so the Dag of Rebava thinks that that's incorrect, at least for a Zeman of 3. He would be Mitzarev in a, for the Sudas Havra. There is a Shlomo Kluger who thinks that you should avoid a Zimun Bebesa Avel across the board, even a Zimun of three, but that's generally not accepted. We assume that there's no restriction on having a Zimun Bebesa Avel. What about Berchas Avelim on Shabbos? So the Mechaber says, if Dalei b'Shabbos and Birech b'Yachid of a Gimel Avelim of Arach Kedarash and Vark B'chol, that's considered to be Avelis B'tzina. Im Achlo Cherem Imo Uberchu Eimas Kirim Eina Ba'orid Dekem Dika Cherem Lab Sinahu. So the determining factor when it comes to Nihuge Avelis and Shabbos, as we'll see more when we go on, is whether it's B'tzin or not. Avelis B'tzin is Noeg and Shabbos, Avelis Prophecy is not. So if you have a Zimun in the privacy of your own home on Shabbos, and it's just the Avelim who are there, or just the immediate family members, then you would decide Berachas Avelim, that's not considered to be Davar Shabbos Prophecy. But if there are other people there, then the Mechaber says that's not considered to be tzina, and therefore you would not recite Berachas Avelim. As the Rabbi Willie pointed out, the determining factor in this din should be, are these people that are present members of the household, or are they not? If they're members of the household, that's not considered to be Avelis Prophecy. If they're guests, not from the immediate household, then that would be considered to be Avelis Prophecy, and even if you do recite Berachas Avelim during the week, you wouldn't recite it on Shabbos. The bottom line, you get the impression that common practice, broadly speaking, is not to recite Berachas Avelim, not B'yachid, and not even B'zimut of Shlosha, although it's questionable whether that is firmly based and whether that should be common practice. Okay. So let's move on to Simin Shin Pei, which is the beginning of Nihuge Avelis. Sif Aleph gives you a rundown of all the coming attractions of Nihuge Avelis and the following Simanim. But from Sif Bezen on, Simon Shin Pei is about the Isser Malacha for an Avel. The Gemara has on Daf Pes Vav Amud Beis towards the top, Avel Aser Basis Malacha, an Avel may not perform Malacha, Dichsiv Vafachti Chagechem Le Avel. Machag Aser B'Malacha, Af Avel Aser B'Malacha. There's a hekesh to Avelus, to Yontiv. Just like Yontiv, there's an Isser Malacha, so too there's an Isser Malacha for an Avel. And then the Gemara has on Daf Kaf Aleph on the base on the bottom. Sorry, on the top. The top of Kaf Aleph on the base. Tana Rabbanan. Avel Gimel Harishon Yamim Harishonim Asir B'Malacha. And Avel is Asir B'Malacha during the first 3 days. Afilu ani misparnis minestaka mikan ve'elach osabitzena b'soch beso v'isha tava b'pelach b'soch beso. So here the Gemara has a distinction between the first 3 days of Shiva and the balance of Shiva as to whether there's a dispensation for an ani misparnis b'staka where there's a need to do malacha b'tzena b'beso. So we'll come back to this distinction between Gimel Yom Rishonim and the balance of Shiva a little bit later. But this is the Isser Malacha for an Avel. So Malacha, strictly speaking, means Malacha as in Lamites Malachos. So we'll talk about the parameters of that as we move forward. But as a starting point, Malacha means a Malacha of Hilchot Shabbos and Yontif fame. That's a Hekish to Regel. Aside from that, there's a separate Isser that we'll talk about, an Isser Masumatan / Skora, engaging in commercial activity based on Yerushalmi, which is another layer beyond the Isser Malacha and independent of the Isser Malacha. What's the reason for, or what's the background of, or what's the Tama Dover for an Isser Malacha for an Avel? So the Ramban writes in Taras Adam, page Kuf Ayin, that the Ramban's writing this in the context of why, under certain circumstances, there's a heter of having Malacha done Ayde Echerim on behalf of the Avel, where there's a Tzarech or Dover Avod, which you don't find parallel for that in Chol HaMoed. We'll see there is a certain amount of overlap between the details of the restrictions of Malacha and Chol HaMoed and an Avel Toch Shiva. So the Rabban explaining why there are broader dispensations to have Malacha done Ayde Echerim on behalf of an Avel than we find on Chol HaMoed. They said that's because the reason for the Isser Malacha for an Avel is that we want his attention to be focused on the Avelus. We want to have Libo Panoi to engage in Avelus al Hames, so doing Malacha would distract him from that focus, that concentration that the Avel is supposed to have. And therefore, it's not that there is a objective Isser to have Malacha performed per se, it's that the Avel shouldn't engage in Malacha, and where there's a Tzorach, there will be a Teirim for other people to do Malacha on behalf of the Avel, as opposed to on Chol HaMoed or Yontiv, where there's an Isser Malacha that applies across the board for everyone. And we don't have that parallel dispensation for doing Malacha Ayde Echer. So in terms of the Gedra Malacha, we do find a commonality between the scope of the Isser Malacha for an Avel and for Chol HaMoed. For example, the Mordechai, Simen Taf Taf Kuf Kaftes, Taf Taf Kuf Kaftes, has a line that you may evlo kamo Chol HaMoed, that the Isser Malacha b'nei Avel is similar to the Isser Malacha of Chol HaMoed in terms of what Malachos are asur. The Darkei Moshe has this both in Sifkatan He and in Sifkatan Yud. The Darkei Moshe says that's why we are lenient when it comes to certain malachos for an Avel, like Bishol and other Tzarchei Habayis, because that's analogous to Chol HaMoed, where you're allowed to engage in Bishul and other Tzarchei Habayis. Same thing he said, Avodas Karka. Avodas Karka, that's Mutter L'Tzarch HaMoed, maybe Mutter for an Avel as well. So this is, part of this goes to a, or it comes from a Trumas Hadeshen. Trumas Hadeshen in Simen Reish Pei Pes. Trumas Hadeshen discusses a situation of a woman who is employed as a Mishareses in the house of an Ashir. And she becomes an Avela. Is she allowed to perform her normal tasks during her period of Shiva? So the Trumas Hadeshen writes, Yera Deshari, Afilahi Mishareset Bechinam, Bekoshech Mishar. It doesn't make a difference if she's working for free or she gets paid. Kemeduma Shekach Nimsa Shechem Yagdolim Baharakach, Venir Araya Mehad Mais Viardea. Kibbut Abayis, Adachas Kosos, Vatzat Samita, Ein Behem Yishum, Melacha La'avel. So the Torah writes that you're allowed to sweep the floor, rinse the dishes, make the beds, and that's not a violation of Melacha. V'nira denakad hani l'rabusa. Afo gav de'ein behen chayi nefesh kol kach, koshikei nafiyu bishol. So sweeping the floor is not as critical a function as cooking food. So if you're allowed to sleep before, then kosher can, you're allowed to bake and cook. So the way the Darkei Moshe presents this, this is part of the Chol HaMoed analogy. Whatever you're allowed to do on Chol HaMoed, broadly speaking, the types of malachas you can do on Chol HaMoed, you could do the Avelus Shiva as well. And then that's what the Ramah writes. In Sif Beis, Kederek Shemutu Lichta B'Chol HaMoed, Kach Mutu Lichta B'Mei Evlo, Avalo B'Inyan Acher. So the way that you're allowed to write a Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to write on B'Mei Evlo. What does that mean, the way that you're allowed to write on Chol HaMoed? So the Baal Shulchan observes, it doesn't mean that all the categories of Heter that you have for Chol HaMoed apply automatically to an Avel. That's not true. When it comes to Chol HaMoed, there's a heter of Tzorchei Rabim. Tzorchei Rabim doesn't exist by an Avel. When it comes to Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to write an Igeres Shlomim, a letter of greeting. That an Avel can't do because an Avel Chaser B'Shei L'Shalom. So the Baal HaShulchan says, the Kavan of the Ramah may be that in the lashon of Kedera Shemutu Lichtov B'Chol HaMoed, Kach Mutu Lichtov B'Mei Evlo, doesn't apply to every Heter Chol HaMoed, but certain ones like Dover Avot, or he says writing Tefillin Mezuzos where there's a Tzarech, or the Kavan L'Ramah isn't to the categories that are Mutter, but rather the Ofen Aksiva. That if the Ofen Aksiva Chol HaMoed should be different than any other time, that you shouldn't write with a ksiva that is a Malachas Umma. So maybe that's transferable to an Avel as well. The Divrei Sofrim thinks, if Katin Yudches, so what the Ramah means, again, is not that every Heter that exists by Chol HaMoed exists by an Avel, but there's nothing that's asr on Chol HaMoed that's going to be mutter for an avel. An avel is more chomer than Chol HaMoed, but an avel isn't more kal than Chol HaMoed. There are no categories where something's going to be asr for an avel, but mutter for, that something's going to be asr for an Chol HaMoed, but mutter for an avel. Avel is always going to be more chomer, not more kal. So that's not necessarily so pashit either. Because you do have some instances in the other direction. For example, we have the din here in Sif Hei that an avel is allowed to have melechas davar avid performed on his behalf al yidei acherim. And the Mechaber says that's even something that involves tircha. Afil davar aser b'moyin mishum tircha mutter afil hu mais umas. So you could have a davar avid performed al yidei acherim even if it's a davar sheish bo tircha, which should be asim chol moed. And even if it's a ma'isa uman, which should be asur and cholamai. So there you do have an instance of something where an avil is more kal than cholamai. Now the reason for that, there's an internal logic. The Shach points out in Sifkat and Dalid, based on the Torah B'Shem Ramban, that the whole thrust of the Isra Malach and cholamai is tircha oriented, that many of the details of what's Asr Mutter on Chalmite are a function of Tircha, but that's not relevant when it comes to the Avel. Especially, we're talking about having Malacha done Ayde Acherim, so what do we care about the level of Tircha exerted by the Acherim on behalf of the Avel? So that makes sense. Why, if we're going to be Matur Davar Avel Ayde Acherim, it doesn't make a difference if it's a Malacha Suman or if it's Davar Sheyesh Bo Tircha. But the Rama says over there in Sefei, V'yesh Omrim, D'im lo yuchal lasas ayde echeirim, v'hu davar avud, mutar lasas avu l'asmo. So when it comes to the hetar davar avud, at least after the first 3 days, if there's no echeirim to do it for you, the avu could do it himself. And that presumably is even, as the Shach says in Sefkat and Hey, that's even by davar sheish bo tircha, and Maisa Uman. So the heter of Davar Sheish Betircha Maisa Uman for Davar Avid doesn't only apply where it's done Al Yidei Cherim, it even applies if it's done Al Yidei Asma. But that itself, whether that in fact is true, that the heter of Davar Avid applies to Davar Sheish Betircha and the Melechus Uman, that itself may be Machlokas Rishonim. The Gemara on Daf Yud Aleph Amibes, or at least the scope of the Heter of Davar Avid there. The Gemara Daf Yud Aleph Amibes, Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Im Hayu Zesef Hafuchim Ve'ein Sham Uman Elohu, that if the Zesim need to be tended to, otherwise you're going to lose them, and the only one capable of doing it is you, the Avel, so then you're allowed to do that Bitsina. So the Ramban in Torah Sa'adna Paskins like that Rishim Gamliel, that Alacha Dibre Mekel Avel, that allows an Avel to do Melechas Davar Avod himself if there's no Breira. And that's the Beis Yossi Paskins, and that's what we just saw in Shulchan Aruch. But the Riff and the Rambam leave out this Halacha, so by omission it sounds like the Riff and the Rambam have no such carve-out. So Lalacha, we assume, like the Ramban was quoted in Shulchan Aruch, we just saw in Sefei, that there is a heter of Melechas Davar Avod, even Ayde Atzmo, if there's no Breira. And the Riff and the Rambam may, by omission, disagree with that. And then the Gemara there on Daf Yud Aleph and Beis in the Hemshech says another member of Rishim Gamliel, that if this Avod is an Uman Larabim, or he's a Sapa or Balan Larabim, if he's the kind of professional that services the community, the Ein Sham Uman Elohu, and he's the only person that can service the community, Higiyaz Mana Regal, Hare Ze Yasa. So if he's the only mikveh attendant in town, he's the only barber in town, and no one's going to get a haircut if this Avel doesn't give haircuts, then he's allowed to do so kod v'regel v'makom hadzorich. So the Rush in Perek Beis Simid Beis quotes in the Ravid halacha like this of Shimon Gamliel, that if he's an uman and he's the only uman in town that's qualified to do his umnus, then he's allowed to engage in that activity even as an avel, and that's analogous to the din by Talmud Torah that we'll see of Rabban Sichalom. If you're the posuk ador, even though an Avil is usher to engage in Talmud Torah, but if he's the Posek Ador and there's no one else who can answer a Shaila, that's called Rabban Sri Chumlo. So then the Posek's allowed to answer a Shaila even though it involves engagement in Talmud Torah during Avelos Shiva. So too, if you're the only barber in town and no one else can give a haircut Erev Yontiv, then you're allowed to do so Tov Shiva. That's considered to be Rabim Tzvichim Lo. The Rush, it sounds like he's machmer that. He quotes the Ravid who's Mako, and the Rush, it sounds like he's machmer that. So the Lech HaMishnah is bothered, Perakei Halacha Yud, the Lech HaMishnah is bothered. How is it that on the one hand, the Rush passes like Rishim Gamliel in the first Mamre? That when it comes to Melechus Davar Avod, an Avod is allowed to engage in Melechus Davar Avod on his own, if there's no one else that could do it for him, because Halacha could never make of Avod. But the Rush doesn't pass like Rishim Gamliel when it comes to the barber or the bathhouse attendant. So why doesn't Halacha could never make of Avod tell you to pass like Rishim Gamliel there as well, to allow the only barber in town to give haircuts during Shiva? So Rav Avadya suggests, page Kuf Lamed Vav, the following distinction, that when you have the right to invoke Halacha K'dibur Meikel L'Avel, that's when the psak affects the Avel. So the Avel needs to engage in Melechus Davar Avod, because otherwise he's going to take a financial hit. So then Halacha K'dibur Meikel L'Avel will pass like Rishim Gamliel and allow the Avel to engage in his business activity, because otherwise it'll be a Davar HaAvel. But the second Shiloh, when it comes to giving a haircut, that's not the Davar Avod of the Avel. It's not that the Avel is going to become destitute if he doesn't give haircuts for a week. It's that the Tzibur wanted anyone to cut their hair. So that's not the Cheshbon. That's not on the Cheshbon of the Avel. That's on the Cheshbon of the Tzibur. So then you don't have the right to say, Allah David make of the Avel, if the effect of that is on the Acherim, not on the Avel himself. So that's where Vivadya's answer, the Lech HaMishnah's Kasha, how is it that the Rush passes like Rishim Gamliel on Din 1 by Davar Avod, but not on Din 2, the Rabim Tzvichim Lo of Ein Uman Ella Hu? But Lahalacha, the Piskei Shuvin Sifkatan Aleph quotes in the Chamudi Daniel that a Davar Avod, even if it's someone else's Davar Avod, an Avod is allowed to engage in. And therefore, he says, an Avel, who's a doctor, is allowed to tend to a chole, even toch Avel of Shiva, because that's the Davar Avod. It's not the Avel's Davar Avod, it's the Davar Avod of the patient. But that also is going to be mutter. And there's a tshuva of the Shvus Yaakov, Chelek Aleph Simen Pei Vav, who talks about this as well in the context of the doctor. He writes that if you have a doctor who's Toch Avel Shiva, he says, I saw my Rebbeim Ramatir that he can treat a chole because there's Sakana if he doesn't, and that's considered to be a mitzvah. And even if there may be another doctor in town, but so if this is your doctor and you have a confidence in your doctor, you can't replace that necessarily with another doctor. And he says, for good measure, usually the doctor is not doing real malachos anyway. What does the doctor have to do? They have to write a prescription, so you can have someone else write the prescription. So the Shvus Yaakov says, number one, it's really a kind of rabim tzrichim lo, especially when it comes to a medical issue, it's a chashas sakana too. Number two, in most situations, the doctor may not be doing a real malacha anyway. And then he says, you could even pay the doctor, because asya demagin magin chavya, the expression of Chazal, that you get what you pay for. So if you don't pay the doctor, it's not worth anything. So then maybe you can even pay the doctor. And Rabbi Kiv Eger quotes this as well from the Matzavis Moshe, that's the Chachmas Adam's little nisbach, Hilchas Avelos, that he's also makel when it comes to Davar Avod Shel Acherim, that if you're the only person that can provide the service, and you're an Avelos, and there's a need in the tzibur for that service, then you're allowed to provide that service. Rav Avadia writes, beginning on page Kuf Mem Aleph, that when he was in Egypt in 1949, the only reliable shochet in Cairo was an Avelis. The daughter passed away. And Rav Avadia was matir that he could continue to shecht on behalf of the community. And he said, even if you'll paskin against Rav Shimon Gamliel in general, that there's no blanket heter for Davar Avid Shel Acherim, that the heter is only for Davar Avid of the Avil himself, but not for the Davar Avid of Acherim. But this is different because this is Ochel Nefesh. That's a kind of malacha that is mutter anyway in Chol HaMoed, and therefore should be mutter, mutter on Yontiv, should be mutter for an Avil that doesn't even rise to the level of Isser Malacha per se. So fundamentally, Rav Avadia says, you could rely, or there's what to rely on the fact that it's a Davar Avid Shel Acherim, even if you weren't prepared to rely on the fact that it's a Davar Avid Shel Acherim. But if we're zeroing in on Melech HaShchita is Melech HaSochel Nefesh, that might be mutter for an Avil anyway to begin with. And even though he says the Shvitz Yaakov doesn't sound that way, but from the Tumas HaDeshen, the Tumas HaDeshen that was matir, the Mishares says cooking and baking, so at least according to the Tumas HaDeshen, that should be true for the town Shochet as well. Okay. Circling back to the Raman Sif Beis, who said that the standard for Ksiva for an Avil is like Ksiva for Chol Moed, and we said either that's a function of the Ofen HaKsiva or at least some categories of where there are Heterim Chol Moed that are transferable to an Avil. Why does the Ramah single out Ksiva here in Sif Beis? What's unique about Ksiva that the Ramah singling out Ksiva as a model of a Malacha that Chol HaMoed informs its Geder? So the Divrei Sofrim suggests in Emek Dava in this commentary on the bottom, Sifkatan Shin Pei He, that the Chiddush when it comes to Ksiva is that Ksiva may be more kal than other malachos in that when it comes to Davar Avid, you don't have to seek out someone else to do the malacha for you. Generally speaking, by Davar Avid, if a malacha needs to be done, better to have someone do it on behalf of the Avil. When it comes to Ksiva, so Ksiva is a kind of lower grade malacha. It's a relatively tircheless malacha, a relatively benign malacha. So then there are most saying that you don't have to seek out someone else to write for you if it's a davar of it. Okay, that's his suggestion. Then the Mechaber writes in Sif Gimel, Hishem Shu Asr Basis Malacha Kachu Asr Lisa Velitim Bischora, Velelech Bimedina Lemedina Bischora. This is also an Isr Schora. We'll come back to that a little bit later. And then Sif Dalit, Afilu davar avud asr avud lasos bein hu bein avadim shifkosav v'banav anosav shemaisi deim shalos. So the isser of davar avud, the isser of malacha for an avil, even mamakam davar avud, where we're going to asr it, and will only be matrei deichirim, so the members of his household that are somchem al shulchano slash maisi deim shalos are considered an extension of the Avil for purposes of Malachat, even Malachat Davar Avit. So to the extent that we lechachili require Malachat Davar Avit to be done Idei Acherim, the members of his household that are Somchem al Shulchano are not considered to be Acherim for that purpose. That's the Shach says Sivkat and Gimel, even if they're Gedolim, but Somchem al Shulchano, they can't do Malacha on his behalf. Okay, so we began the Gemara Daf Kaf Beis that there's a distinction between the Isser Malacha during the first 3 days of Shiva and the Isser Malacha later on. Sorry, the Gemara Kaf Aleph Beis. There's a distinction between the Issa Malacha during the first 3 days of Shiva and beyond for the balance of Shiva. What is that based on? Why should that be? So here, the heter of Davar Avod is more easily invoked after the first 3 days. The Tosis writes, Kafal from the days, Mikan ve'ele cholech, Pesh betosis arav, Alzeh somchim shabam ve'beis haknesses betish abav. I'm sorry, that's not what I was looking for. Sorry, the first toss is Mikan. The Tosfos writes, this heter from day three and on, Dafka b'mishen is parnes min astaka ubitzina. He's quoting from the Maseches Machlos here. Aval amr chachamim tava me'era l'shchenav. Just as we saw yesterday, the Lashon Tava Me'era, the Yerushalmi, Tava Me'era to the Shechinim that don't provide a Suda Savra. So here, the Zachas Machos has a similar Lashon Tava Me'era to the Shechinim that force the Avil into having to go to work during Shiva and aren't able to provide for him for his needs during that week. Okay. So it's Mavura from Tosos in his presentation that the heter that we're talking about here after the first 3 days is limited to the Anyan and his finance Minasaka, the person that has no choice but to work because otherwise he won't have what to eat. And that's the Lashon of the Maseches Machlos, Tava Me'era, to the Shechinim that force him into that situation and can independently provide for his needs during Shiva. There is a Rabbeinu Shmaya, in Artosis it's quoted as Rabbeinu Shmuel, of the opinion that it applies to anyone, it's not just to an Ani and Misparnes Ben Avstaka, but the way it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch is, we saw before in Stith Beis, Ani and Misparnes Ben Avstaka. So the heter of engaging in Malacha after the first 3 days is limited to an Ani and Misparnes Ben Avstaka, who has no choice. So where does this 3-day cutoff come from? So the Rush in Siman Lamed Zayin quotes Yerushalmi that for the first 3 days of Avelus, the Neshama is Merachefes al Guf, and somehow the Neshama is still hovering over the body. The Baal Yeshochan says that's one of the stages in Shechachas Hameis Min Alev, that as the Avelus progresses, there are different levels of beginning to forget the mace. So the first stage is after the first 3 days, after the Neshama stops being Merachefes Al Haguf. The Beis Yosef, Koser Ben Yerucham, quoting a Ravid, that Gimel Yamim Lebechi, that the intense bechi that an avel experiences is during the first 3 days. So you might have said that these are related, that the reason that there is intense bechi is because the neshama is merachefes al guf. Rav Avadya presents this as two separate reasons. That one reason is neshama merachefes al guf. The second reason is yimel yamim lebechi. And he says maybe nafka mina would be a shmur rechoka, that You only find out sometime later that the mace passed away, or lav dafka, not a a formal Shomer Rechak means after 30 days, but you find out after 2 weeks. They still have to be Noeg Avelos Shiva, but the Guf, the Neshama already stopped Yom Rechavis Ala Guf 3 days after the mace is buried. So then if that's the reason, maybe it wouldn't apply. Halacha Mais, I think, to the extent that there's a difference between the first 3 days and later days, we assume that the first 3 days of Shiva, whenever you start observing Shiva. Do you say Mixas HaYom Kukulo on these 3 days? So Rabbi Akiva Eger quotes in the Matzavis Moshe Ustalid that you don't say Mixas HaYom Kukulo when it comes to these 3 days. And the Badei Shulchan, the Divrei Sofrim, point out that the Gon in Siman Kuf Sadi Gimel, in terms of the Isser Yitzia Mitoch Besa, so there, the Isser Yitzia Mitoch Besa, as we'll see when we get there, is more Kal after the first 3 days. So there, the Gon says, you do say Mixas HaYom Kukulo for the third day when it comes to Yitzia Mitoch Besa. So the Badei Shulchan leaves out as a Tzarech Iyam Ledina, what do we assume as to whether you would invoke Mixas HaYom Kukulo on day three for these purposes of allowing Davar Avot after the first 3 days of Shiva. Rav Avadya was closer about this, that Rav Avadya and the Abiya Omer paskin that you don't say Mixas HaYom Kukulo, and then the Chazon Avadya, he was closer to say that you do say Mixas HaYom Kukulo because he found the Sefer Eshkol to sound like that. And he thought that was helpful. But then the Abiya Omer, before he found the Sefer Eshkol, he said, you can't say Lacha Kedivrei Meikel B'Avel if you don't have a Rishon to pin it on. But once he found the Rishon, so then he was more comfortable saying Lacha Kedivrei Meikel B'Avel, that you can invoke Mixas HaYom Kukulo on day three. Okay. So when we began a little while ago, we noted that aside from the Isser Malacha, there's also an Isser of Masa Umatan, which may be independent. The Rambam writes in Perek Hey, beginning of Lacha Zayin, Remez La'avel She'asar Batsiyas Malacha from the Pasuk V'Afakti Chagechem La'evel, Kishem She'asar Batsiyas Malacha, Kachu Asar Lisa V'Litein B'Schora, V'Leilech, Mimedina Lemedina Bischora. So just as there's an Isser Malacha, there's also an Isser of engaging in commercial activity, Masa Matan Bischora, and traveling Bischora for business. And that's based on Yerushalmi that the Rush quotes in Perek Beis, Simen Hey. So in the Bavli, what we have there are two Gemaras. The Gemara on Daf Kaf Beis, the bottom of Amud Aleph onto Amud Beis. Al kol ha-mesim kulam ratza mimayit be'iska ratza eina mimayit. Al ava ve'imo mimayit. So there's an optional being mimayit be'isko for shar krovim, and an obligatory mimayit be'isko for ava ve'imo. And then there's a gemara in Kavav Amud Beis onto Kazayin Amud Aleph, Tanur Rabbanan. Another reference to being Mimai Be'isko as being optional. But in terms of a, so we'll come back to understand those Gemaras Blinether shortly, but in terms of a formal Isser of Schora / Masa Matan, independent of an Isser Malacha, so that you don't have Mefurish in the Bavli. The Rush quotes that from the Rishalmi. And the Matzavis Moshe, Ostalid, quotes from Marshal and Shuva, that presents this as a Machlokas Bavli and Yerushalmi. And the Marshal thinks we should pass on like the Bavli, that there is no Isser Maso Matan, the Rambam notwithstanding. And the Maseves Moshe is willing, again, it's not what it says in the Rambam, it says in Shulchan Aruch, but the Maseves Moshe is willing to use that as a sniff, La'achar Gimel Yamim, with other Tzerufim, to use this Marshal as a sniff, that we don't paskin an Isser Masa Umatan. But the Maisa, we do paskin that there's an Isser Masa Matan, and that's what we have in Shulchan Aruch. So we'll come back to some of those Gemaras of Yemayit in a few moments, we know there. The Piskei Tshuva quotes in Tifkatan Dalit. The Mechaber writes in Sifkaf Aleph, Shnei Shutafim Chenvanim Shira Evel Le'echamehem. So you have two partners in a store. One of them becomes an Avel. Noelim Chanusam Shelo Yasa Shuta Bifrahesya. So you lock the store that the Shutif, who's not an Avel, shouldn't engage in any commercial activity in public. He could engage Bitsena, but not Bifrahesya. And if the Avel is another B'chashev and everyone would recognize that this is the business of the Avel, then the partner shouldn't engage in business even B'tzena. Says the Piskei Tshuva Sifkat Dalit, quoting a Tshuva Chasam Sofer Shinkaf Dalit. Nishal Meirav Echad Odov Shinagu Be'iro De'onein Mocher Chanuso V'schoros Le'echa Mimi Yuda'av V'nose V'nosein Kol Yemei Ha'evel. So the practice was, apparently, that people who were Avelim would sell the business while they're in Onain. And then that would allow the business to continue to operate as normal with the real owner having sold it and not being the formal technical owner during Shiva. The Heshiv, Hine Shemat, Yimiga Onam Kishishoi, Shema Yushotfim, the Achami Kravia Sheet of Goses, Siva Lashtohai, the Achami Umea Kihila, Shema Vatla Shotvis, Vena Rosalios, O Chutavimo, by the Zehi Tirulaza Shot of Lazar Masamatan Kleme Eva, his Hiri Shalay Yagil is Avel Shem Rabach me Masamatan Shemay Ava, Vim Achagach Nogu Batovas Ayim of Leo Cheshba and Amakaklum. So, in a situation where you have two shutfim, and one of the shutfim has a car with a goses, he's going to die any minute. So then he sells his share in the business to the partner to allow the business to operate during avelus, as long as there's no expectation that the avel is going to get any proceeds from those profits, that's okay. And if they want to give him proceeds as a present, but that wasn't part of the deal, that's also okay. So that's where the business is sold before the patira. Verazunuchona shrei mocha shelo b'shashadayin akarv chai. That's all okay if you're doing this when the guy's still alive. Aval benidan didan k'shizeh omi b'chanuso yomer shchirahu afili yadu shemachar idei nemani akihilo hu beinem kuchul v'telulah v'aram v'alma hu onei v'niyachalanos amin al bracha miyazir limkor skaraso. But if he's doing this when he's an onein, an onen can't even recite brachas, he can't do mitzvahs, and he can sell his whole business. So the Chacham Sofer says, that's a chukhu v'talula. That's not right to sell the business during aninus. Amnam yesh lilba ksasachus alamatirim dalarov lo yichlu lisbatil mischarasim kol zayin yimei evel memsiim lehem heter achar gimel yamim they'll say stavar avud. So, Bachar Rabbi Miyuto. So, if it's a choice between going to work after the third day of Shiva or selling the business as an Onain, better to sell the business as an Onain. But the Chasen Sofer is not a fan of doing this, all things being equal, because that's not right that an Onain shouldn't be engaged in Malacha either. That male, if he sold it before he became an Onain, fine. But to sell it during Aninus, that the Chasen Sofer says is not right. So a shutaf should not engage in any running of the business during Shiva. If there's a way of his other shutef who's not an Avel continuing business Bitsina in a way that is not connected to the Avel, that would be technically permissible. The Aruch HaShulchan says there's another factor when it comes to running a business that may be a legitimate Dabar Ha'avud, and that is Aruch HaShulchan writes in Sif Katan Vav that if you have a business and you have workers that you're contractually employed to pay whether or not they come to work, so you're allowed to have them come to work and do their job at least Bitsina. I mean, you have a factory, so no one knows what's going on inside the factory. It's not a public matter. And you have employees in the factory that you're going to have to pay one way or another. So that's considered to be a Dabar Avud if you're going to tell them to stay home the whole week and do nothing, and you'll still have to pay them. So if they're going to work Bitsina in a way that it's not publicly apparent that the employees of the Avud are doing work, then the Aruch HaShulchan says that would be permissible as a form of Dabar Avud. Rabbi Willie pointed out that the Minhag Olam is in accordance with that Aruch HaShulchan. Then there's another Piskei Tshuva in Sivkatan Hay. He quotes Jewish Mishnas Yaakov. Mishnas Yaakov thinks, like the Rif and the Rambam, that a shutef can engage in business even bitsina, not like the psak of the Mechaber. And he says, that's Masha that way from the Yerushalmi. That doesn't make such a distinction. So the Piskei Tshuva quotes Mishnas Yaakov Dor, Alach Lamaisa, you should be machmir b'shutet in a store, even bitsina. But even if no one's going to know that the partner is engaging in business, still, Mishnas Yaakov thought you should be machmir that. Okay. Let's go back to the two Gemaras that we mentioned a few moments ago. Kaf Beis, Akola Mesim, Kulon Ratsa Mimait, Be'iska Ratsa Eina Mimait. So when it comes to other Mesim, if you want to minimize your Esek, Rashi says, Kigon Schora, you want to minimize your engagement in commercial activity, good. If you don't want to, fine. However, Imo, you must be Mimait. And then the Gemara in Daf Kaf Vav Kazayin, that holach l'makom l'makom, if you're traveling, im yachal l'mayit b'iska, yimayit b'mlav yigal g'limayit. If you can be m'mayit, better. And if not, then you just go with the flow. Stez the chidushei haran, kaf beis amud aleph, and that first gemara, ratza m'mayit b'iska, perish rashi, da'af al pishen esar b'malacha, Lones arba maso matan. Even though there is an iser malacha, there's no iser maso matan. So that's what we said. We're not going to Yerushalmi here. The Rashi, the way the Ran quotes Rashi, there's no iser maso matan. Aval avivimo aser b'maso matan. However, when it comes to avivimo, then there is an iser masa umatan. So that's not mefurish in our Rashi, and the Magi on the Ran points this out, but he says, where did the Ran get this from? So Rashi said that Mimai Be'isko means Kigon Schora, that Ratsa Mimai is going on Schora. So it sounds like that's distinguishing between Malacha and Schora. Malacha we know is objectively Yasser. So the Gemara can't be talking about Malacha, must be talking about Masa Matan / Schora. So if we're talking about Masa Matan as opposed to Malacha. So we're talking about Toch Sheva, because Toch Sheva, there's an Isser Malacha, there's no Isser Schara. So it's only optional when it comes to Shar Krovim. And then a Lavi Imo, you should be Mimite. So that's how the Ran understood Rashi, that during Shiva there's an Isser of Malacha. There's no formal Isser of Masa Matan. So Shar Mesim, it's totally discretionary. And a Lavi Imo, Mimite, you should be Mimite. Not that it's us and we call Vakol, but you should be Mimite. The Isser is only Malacha, not on Schora / Masa Umatan. So when it comes to other Krovim, Midas Chasidus to Mimite, and when it comes to Avimo, you should be Mimite. Tosos, and Daf, Kavzayin, and Aleph, says as follows. The topic of Zayin, and Aleph, your Maslam Yachal. So the Gemara again had him Yachal, it might be Iska Yimite, and Mavi Galgli Yimite. So Rashi says that's talking about Schora. Says Tosos Venira, Divid Davar HaAvad Kamar. That we're talking about a Davar HaAvad. V'chein Perish Le'el, Gabe Akola Mesim Kul and Ratsu Mimite, Be'iska Ratsu Eina Mimite. That's going on, Tosos says, a Davar HaAvad. So according to Tosfos, what does that mean? That we're talking about an Avol Toch Shiva. Avol Toch Shiva is Aser B'Malacha, and it's Aser B'Masa Matan as well. But even though an Avol Toch Shiva is Aser Masa Matan, there's a heter of Davar HaAvod. So Yimai Bisco is that when it comes to Shar Krovim, better to be Yimai Bisco even B'Davar HaAvod. When it comes to Avi Imo, so then you should be Yimai even B'Davar HaAvod. Yep, so that's how Toso seems to understand the
Rabbi.
Yeah.
We're saying that Kornatosos Iska means Malacha or business?
It means Maso Matan / Skora. It means engaging in commercial activity. Business.
So Dover Avid has to do with the business?
Yeah, so if you're in a situation of Dover Avid, so then when it comes to Shar Krovim, it's better to avoid Davar HaAvod, but if you need to, you can. When it comes to Avi Imo, you should avoid doing business even with Davar HaAvod. So the Kesher
Mishnah. So we don't have the what we said before about the Hatzer Davar HaAvod by business.
Right. So that's how Tosa seems to understand that Gemara, that you'd only that the Hatzer Davar HaAvod would only be for Shar Krovim, but not for Avi Imo. I mean, there could be different levels. Tosis would presumably still acknowledge that you have an extreme animus parnas ben atzaka can do malacha ayde cherim or maybe even ayde atzmo if there's no reira if he's going to starve. So this is a different level of davar avah, not an akide kach davar avah that he's going to starve, but there'll be he'll lose from his capital. The standard davar avah. So the Kesher Mishnah is bothered perik vav halacha tes. That then it comes out according to Tosfos that there's an for avail salav imo, there's no heter of davar avod. So the Kesher Mishnah finds that difficult to understand. Is that could that really be that Tosfos holds? Can you accept such a shita that there's no heter of davar avod to aviv imo? And when we talk about davar avod, it's only for shar krovim, not for aviv imo. So the Meiri kind of has the cake and eats it too. This is what we were just saying a moment ago, that no, there are different levels, that there's a super davar avod and a more moderate davar avod. So the Meiri has that if it's a super davar avod, so then even on Vima there'd be heter. But a moderate davar avod, then that's where, according to Tosfos, there's no heter of davar avod. But, okay, so the Kesher Mishnah doesn't accept that. Kesher Mishnah said it can't be that there's an iser of can't be that there's no heter davar avid for avimo. The Kesef Mishnah thinks that this whole halacha, the Gemara on Kafei, the Gemara on Kavzayin, rasa memayid, rasa ena memayid, avimo memayid, yachal amay beiska yemayid, and lavi gal giman. This is a shloshim halacha, not a shiva halacha. Just like we have panos daf yubeis and mebeis, when it comes to tanios for rain, that you're supposed to be b'mayid b'masa matan, supposed to limit your business involvement when there's a drought. So here too, an avel tosh loshim should limit his business involvement. During shiva, there's a formal iser malacha, and maybe there's a formal iser masa matan as well. But tosh loshim, there's no formal absolute iser masa matan, but there's an orientation that you should limit your masa matan. That's what it means. So then it's appropriate during shloshim to be mimai. And the Kesef Mishnah says, you get that impression from the Rambam, because the Rambam has this halacha of yimai b'masa matan in Perek Vav and not in Perek Hei. Perek Vav is halachas of Shloshim. Perek Hei is the halachas of Shiva. So in Perek Hei, the Rambam has, we saw before, Perek Hei halacha Zayin, Avil's Aser Basias Malacha, and he's Aser Lisa Velitain Bischora. That's during Shiva. But then the Rambam writes in Perek Vav, Halacha Tes, I'll call a mesa maratza memai beiska ratza enum memai. I'll have imo memai beiska. Holoki makal makam yachal memai beiska yimai. I'll have yiknat tzarche derech as barm sheish bechay nefesh. That's Perek Vav, which are the lachas of shloshim. That's the Kesef Mishnah says. This gemara of ratza memai ratza enum memai. I'll have imo memai. That's a shloshim alacha. That's not a shiva alacha. During shiva, there's an iser masa matan, just like there's an iser skara. During shloshim, there is an orientation of bimimai b'masa matan, which is more chamer l'avivimo than on shar krovim. So that shita, that this din is a shloshim halacha, not a shiva halacha, that the Talmidei HaRashba on daf kafes amud beis, quote from Rav Haigon, kishabal l'chanusa baboker misacher ksas yoser mimin hago, that during shloshim, when the avil is coming to the store, he should get there a little bit later in the morning. And he should leave earlier in the evening. Meaning the rest of the night is in hours. That he should get to work late and leave work early during shloshim. And the Otzer Gaonim has from the Ritzkei is B'Shem Rav Haigon. Ki besoch shloshim yom, ima yo ragil leilech b'chanuso v'leishev ad ha'erev, osek b'melachto. So if normally you go to the store and you stay there till the evening doing your work, eino osa achshav kein, you shouldn't do that during shloshim. Ela mismad chatzos hayom. So you should leave early, put in a half day instead of a whole day. Leave at chatzos. Ima yaschocher harbe, liyiskra elamat. If you deal with a large quantity of merchandise, you should deal with a smaller quantity of merchandise. So that seems to be a basis for this suggestion, the Kesef Mishnah, that there's a separate shloshim halacha of bimimait b'masa matan. So then it comes on the Rambam, there are two halachas. There's the Perek Hei halacha, the Shiva halacha based on the Rishalmi of an Isser masa matan toch Shiva. And then there's the Yimait b'masa matan of shloshim that that you have based on the two Gemaras in the Bavli. Rabbi Willer just pointed out that may be true in the Rambam, but you don't get the impression that that's the presentation of Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, it sounds like Yimai B'Schor is going on Shiva, not Shloshim, because the Mechaber has the Mechaber first mentions Shloshim in the Siman at the very end in Siv Kafei. Kol Nesim Aser Ad Lamed Yom Leilach B'Skara L'Nei Rachok Dika Pirsim Gadol. But there's no mention of Shloshim anywhere earlier in the Siman. So in Kaf Dalid, the Mechaber has a call Mason Rasa Lamai Beisach Schar Ramutaris Lo Kigon Davar Avid Yemayit Rasa Enim Yemayit Al Avid Yemayit Rasa Enim Yemayit Al Avid Yemayit. So there's no indication before Kafay of any Shloshim Alacha. So it sounds like Kaf Dalid is Nigar after the rest of the Siman, which is all a Shiva Halacha.
You tied it at the Shloshim at the end of Sif Aleph could somehow relate?
Again?
Can you tied it at the Shloshim at the very end of Sif Aleph, if I'm remembering correctly, could somehow relate? There are a few halachas there, I think, at the end of Sif Aleph that are...
I don't think so, because Sif Aleph is just the broad Hakdama to Nidugei Eilis. But the Siman really begins with Sif Beis. And the Badi Shulchan, I think, leaves it with the Tzarechi and also in Sifkat and Kuf Memches that if the Kazimish is right in the Rambam, it doesn't sound like you could transfer that to Shulchan Aruch. And it sounds like the presentation of the Yemite is even going on Shiva. So then you're back where we started with the Kazimish's Kasha of what's the scope where that Yemite applies to Aviv Imo. As far as limiting the scope of Davar Avod. So maybe you're back to the suggestion that there are different gradations of Davar Avod. So we're more discerning when it comes to Avod Imo in an allowance for doing Malacha for Davar Avod. Okay, so let's stop here for today. Tomorrow, should we do the beginning of Seder or the end of Seder?
To the end.
Is there Shachter giving a chabur tomorrow? If he's not, then we can do the end of Seder. So if someone could just find out. If he's not, then we'll do 5:15 in the bathroom. Tomorrow, we're moving on to Shinpei Aleph Rechitza. I think I have to send you new Mar Mekamos. Okay, so we'll see you tomorrow in person, Ritz Hashem.
Thank you.